And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Maximum Rock and Roll. My name is Brandy, and if you're a regular listener tuning in on your radio dial or mobile device, you might recognize my name from the credits as your faithful radio coordinator. But after over 2 years of working on the back end of the show, I wanted to dust off my old mic and take my turn at the wheel. Today, I will be spinning a few of my favorite jams from around the world, especially some of the recent tunes that have caught my ear coming out of Africa. You just heard Trash Feelings from the killer Cape Town band Julie Roberts from their 2019 release Pop Bullies. I recently got a chance to talk with the band about their local DIY scene in Africa, and will be sharing some excerpts from that interview later in the show. But first, I'm going to kick off the set with another Cape Town band, Black Lung, with their song Satellite off their EP Sick.
I'm telling you, love is
All right, that was Friends with Pools with their song, Friends with Pools. Before that, Runaway Nuns with their tune, All Right Now. And first in the set, a bit of shoegazy psychedelic fun to kick off our show, that was Black Lung with Satellite. And now from Durban, South Africa, Black Math doing Abstracted, Be Careful What You Listen For.
Show!
Whew, what a doozy. That was Indian Mino with Ridge Forrester. Before that, Mouse Eliminator. And starting off the set, Black Math with her song Abstracted, Be Careful What You Listen For. And now for a bit of my interview with the Julia Robert Band from Cape Town. The band was kind enough to spend some time with me at the end of last year. Apologies for the poor sound quality, but we had to record over the internet because Maximum does not have a travel fund that would allow me to go directly to their studio, so we did what we could. Hope you enjoy.
Okay, my name is Joao, and I play the bass and occasionally shout into the microphone.
My name is Ines, and I do most of the vocals and also play some synth and some guitar sometimes.
Hi, my name is Tara, and I play the drums.
Cool. And then I'm Roderick, and I do the guitars and also a bit of backing vocals. And I guess we started 6 years ago, five years ago. Yeah, like we had our first show on Halloween. So I think we recently came of age just a couple of days ago. We started off just Tara and I. And then we added Ines as a vocalist, and then Gerard jumped on as a bassist. And that was all very soon after we started because we kind of realized that a two-piece instrumental punk band would be kind of dumb. So, yeah. That's kind of how we landed up with four people.
I think we do all have quite a different... We're not all from the same pool of influences. I actually think we're a band that has like quite a
we're also spectrum. From all sorts of different places.
Yeah.
I'm Joao, the guy speaking now. I'm from Mozambique. And then Eunice is from Namibia. Tara, further bit up north, the East Coast. And Roderick is a lad from Joburg. And I guess we all ran in different circles as well. I personally listened to a lot of guitar-heavy music. I only really got into the bass a few years ago.
Bands like NoFX and Pennywise and Offspring, stuff like that.
I think it's all quite similar, especially from a rock point of view. I wouldn't say that the scene is as differentiated as it would be like on the West Coast of America versus the East Coast of America. I think there you can see like quite a stark difference in how music is kind of approached, especially in like kind of the rock scene. In South Africa, I think the rock scene's a little bit more homogenous and kind of, we're all kind of, you'll find pockets of everything in every city that you go to. It's not like Joburg's famous for industrial music and Cape Town's famous for surf rock music. You know, like one of the more successful surf rock bands that have come out in the last few years is from Joburg. I don't think they've seen the sea for years.
Or know how to surf.
Or know how to surf. If you're listening to this, Chris.
I mean, I don't know if it's, this is just in South Africa, but I don't know about like Mozambique and like where I'm from in Namibia, that's a kind of like old German colony. So there is a big influence of like more German 80s kind of music in my history and my past. But I don't know about Mozambique. What's...
I mean, Mozambique is just one huge concoction. I mean, there's a lot of sort of Afro jazz that also exists in that scene, and people seem to embrace sort of more roots-based material. But as far as the rock scene was concerned, it's very much like Roderick said. It's it was just loud and just trying to sound as huge as possible. And growing up in the 80s and the 90s, that just wasn't a huge scene, so the DIY aspect was a big thing.
I think everyone just kind of had to do it themselves, or else it wasn't really going to happen. You know, I don't think I can't say 100% sure for Namibia and Mozambique, but in South Africa, you're not going to get government subsidies, and you're not going to get sort of a handout from record labels or things like that. So you literally have to do everything yourself. You have to go find venues. You have to bring in your own sound guy, your own rig. A lot of the time, and I think that, except for the commercial rock bands, and you get a couple of them every now and again, besides those, kind of everyone had to do it themselves, which we kind of have learned to embrace as well, because we're four pretty fussy people, and we found that sometimes working with people is more difficult than just kind of doing it yourself and letting it be exactly how you want it to be. I mean, it's cool to be influenced by people, and get advice from people. But at the end of the day, we kind of find we operate better when we're sort of more closed off to the outside world.
We are releasing through a very, very small label that two of us in the band are actually also part of. So it's a very DIY situation.
Yeah, and actually the guy who was recording this podcast for us is the other guy on the label. So.
So we have a very small family of people who kind of do things here in Cape Town especially, and before we released by ourselves, and this is kind of a new venture that we're doing with the label called Nana Just Now, and it's basically almost like a new experiment for all of us to see how it goes. And we have released one vinyl, like a 7-inch vinyl through Nana Just Now, but before we just kind of let these things go. We didn't actually have much fuss around a release. And I guess since Spotify only got to South Africa this year, or was it last year?
I think it was about 2 years ago.
2 years ago, right. So that's kind of changed the game a little bit with releases and listens and just some of the bands we love, especially here in Cape Town. There's just a really small community of us people making that kind of music. We're actually good friends with a lot of people. I don't know, I mean, maybe that's normal. Maybe that's a normal thing, but we're really good friends with a lot of people in these bands, and we go out every weekend to watch them and we play with them. So it's become like this really cool thing where you don't just listen to people's music, but you support them emotionally and they support you. So definitely some of those are like Runaway Nuns. We also just spend some time with Deadly Bites and our really great friends, they're not the Black Lung, just Black Lung. Yeah, they're actually the craziest punks of them all. Yeah. The crustiest. No, they're not crusty.
Some of them are. There's a handful of venues that we play at, and that I'm pretty sure we've played nearly every single venue in Cape Town. And where some are really, they pull a lot of people. Some definitely could do with a little work as far as sound and or bathrooms are concerned. So there's a very big one. It's been around for a long time called Mercury. And I think they've got one of the better sounds in Cape Town. And then another big one, it's called the Raptor Room. And then there's Evil.
Yeah, Evil is a very DIY club. It's probably the most DIY venue with a very divey kind of feeling. Very cool, but not always the best when it comes to sound. Definitely a frightening experience if you've never been there before. We don't have much though, hey?
Yeah, I mean, I was chatting briefly with Roderick about this last night, actually, and it's so weird to me because, I mean, our band's been around for 5 years, but we've all been living in Cape Town for longer and going out and watching live music. And it just feels like a lot of these venues pop up and close down after, like, having their season or whatever. And it's quite irritating. It's very frustrating, I think, have like these clubs pop up and then just disappear after a while. So I feel like we are quite limited.
I think there's just not enough money really to sustain a kind of like a niche rock scene. So I mean, that's kind of the bottom line, you know. There's like a lot of people in this country who can't afford to go out to buy a beer, much less pay entrance to a bar, and then still buy beer and, you know, sort of do that as well. So I think it's really tough in a country with an economic situation such as this. So yeah, I think that's why primarily that kind of stuff doesn't happen too well here, particularly when it comes to rock music, because it is very much a niche genre in South Africa. When you look at the kind of music that most people listen to here, it's like there's a load of gospel and a load of kind of like South African style, I guess almost like country pop music, and those kind of genres really dominate. So it's tough for us little garage punks to find a moldy venue that won't close down. But we're doing our best and we're having a good time, so it's all right.
All right, we got some hot exclusive travel tips for any listeners wanting to check out the scene in Cape Town. Thanks again to the Julia Robert Band, and here are some tunes from their latest release, Pop Bullies. We'll be right back. Once again, those were songs from Julia Roberts' latest release, Pop Bullies. First up, we had Mud Girl, followed by Dr. Greg, and last in the set, Best Friend. And now a few oldies but goodies. First up, we have No Friends of Harry doing Competition. Once again, that was No Friends of Harry doing Competition and National Wake doing International News. And that's going to wrap up my episode here. Thanks for listening. Till next time, this has been Maximum Rock and Roll. I'm going to close with a word from our sponsors and a song from the clubs doing We Feel Invincible, We Do What We Want. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for tuning in to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio.
We really enjoy being able to bring you the best DIY punk rock from around the world.
Every week, for free.
If you like what you hear, why not donate to ensure we can keep the music coming to you?
Donating is easy and tax deductible. Just go to our website,
MaximumRockandRoll.com,
and click on the donate button.
For more information about this radio show, check out our website at MaximumRockandRoll.com/radio.
Or email us at radio@MaximumRockandRoll.com.
We are also on Twitter, @MRRRadio.
You can listen and subscribe to the show on your favorite podcast app.
And we appreciate your reviews and ratings.
If you're interested in producing a remote radio show,
email Sam@MaximumRockandRoll.com.
For review and potential play on the show, send 2 copies of vinyl or 1 copy of CD-only release and cassette to
MRR P.O. Box 3852, Oakland, California, 94609, U.S. of A.
Maximum Rock and Roll Radio is masterfully edited by Brandy Howe, with support from Sam Robinson and overseen by Paul Kern.
And we have a clean version of the show available
thanks to the diligent work of John Carnes.
Fire!